Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, so all that we have invested, we lay all on the line tonight. For us, together, for each other, all right? The journey starts tonight.
Touchdown! He went right over the top, and the Patriots regain the lead.
will try to tie this game.
He looks at his number. He missed it. And the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Good evening, everyone, from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is Super Bowl 46.
This is our moment. Let's take this and roll with it.
Super Bowl 46 is underway.
Here in the early going, the Giants dominating the line of scrimmage. That's Tom Coughlin's style.
Throws one left. Touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz on the slam.
That's a heck of a throw and a heck of a catch by Mario Manningham.
He's given the Giants the lead, but it was an almost reluctant touchdown by Bradshaw. And now the Super Bowl is going to come down to a Hail Mary. Brady, he has won. The jump ball, and it's
incomplete, and the ball game's over.
Finished is what Tom Coughlin said, and Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
Welcome in, welcome in. How are you? Good morning. Fast 6 minute sports rolling on. So, it is week 14 of the National Football League, and we are back at it once more and again. Broadcasting for what would probably be, well, we're going to take a week off from the Chicago market, but we will be broadcasting from Calgary next weekend. And as we get closer to Christmas, we'll be right back in the Chicago market one more again, as we love to say, one more and again. Right here on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, for whatever the reason, got up this morning and, hey, I don't know if you've ever had that frog in your throat or, yeah, you get the sore throat and you don't really know what you did to get it, but it's there and all of a sudden you got a lot more bass in your voice than maybe you're accustomed to. So, popping cough drops and everything to kind of relax the cord as much as possible. We're going to, yeah, again, we're passionate, so we're going to get through it as we always do. It's all we know to do, so that's what we're going to do. In the meantime today, it's really been quiet because there's no college football. The Army-Navy game was yesterday. There's not a lot of, you know, everything's kind of on hiatus until we get to the bowl games, the national title game. Congratulations to Johnny Manziel, who wins the Heisman last night. There is, you know, it's a little news out of the boxing world. You know, for those of you who are big Manny Pacquiao fans, getting knocked down the sixth round is never, ever a good look. The Dodgers close to signing Zach Greinke. One of the linebackers of the Cowboys, Brown, dies in the car accident. And apparently the young man who was driving, also a Dallas Cowboy player, is going to be charged with a manslaughter since it happened under the influence of alcohol. The sad state of affairs, especially coming from what happened with Kansas City with the Javon Belcher situation most recently. From the USC, Henderson defends his title. Nothing amazingly there, you know, to tell you about other than that. So, today is week 14 of the National Football League, and a couple of things that are more important to you for you fantasy football guys out there are who to start, who to sit. And certainly, well, for those of you who've been binging me on Facebook and on Twitter, you kind of want to know how the weekend went because for many of you, it was my little birthday over the weekend. So, there were some fun occurrences going on, and, you know, I'll give it to you like this. And, of course, the story can always send you a lot of imaginary moves, so I might as well get that started right now. You go out to Denolfo's and have ourselves a great time. People dressed to impress. You know, everyone looked absolutely amazing. I'm I was incredibly thrilled about those people who made the effort. Show. You know, uniquely enough, I'm never disappointed, and that's – hopefully that's a good thing about me. I am never, ever going to internalize, you know, bad things or ill things. When, you know, people say they're going to do things and then don't, that's not my MO. I'm thankful for those people who can, those people who do, and for the doers in this world. Those are the ones who, of course, they drive even guys like myself to continue to strive every single day, to be better every single day, just to be who we are every single day. All right? Notwithstanding that, as I always say every single week on this show, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. So whatever your situations were this weekend, for those of you who had game plans of getting here and those game plans maybe fell through, just know that I love you and that will never, ever change. I appreciate you. I appreciate our relationship. I appreciate your friendship to me, and everything you mean to not only your families but to my family as well. Thank you so much for an amazing weekend, amazing stories. I've got a cheese story. At some point, that probably, well, for some of you, it might go, you might just go, wow. Others might just go, damn. One of those crazy things. There's a cheese story from this weekend. For those of us who are Bears fans, I am so thankful to the family and the committee that took my 1,200 square foot basement and turned it into Bears country. That was special. I really, really appreciate you guys. You know, it's funny because despite all the best efforts, it's still there. All this stuff is rocking and rolling, even as I'm sharing with you right now, and just incredibly thankful for everything going on. Now, 9:16 in the morning here in Calgary, 10:16 in Middle Earth, 11:16 on the East Coast. Let's get your fantasy football rankings out of the way now, because some of you are in your playoffs. Some of you are fighting for that playoff position in your fantasy leagues. So let's get you hooked up right now with who you should start and who you should sit right now. On the defensive side of the ball, this weekend, you've got some quirky matchups that may or may not work your favor again. If you've got these teams, you ought to start them purely for matchup's sake. And understand, matchups are critical, especially this time of season. Number 10 this week, the San Diego Chargers. Number 9, the Arizona Cardinals. Number 8, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 7, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number 6, the Cleveland Browns. They have really turned their season around. Number 5, the New York Jets. Number 4, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 3, your Chicago Bears at Minnesota. Number 2, the Seattle Seahawks playing at home against Arizona. And number 1 this week, playing at home, the San Francisco 49ers. Now, here's the deal. There's votes for number 1 for three, the Niners, the Seahawks, and the Bears, based purely on the matchup. For those of you considering whether or not to start Chicago today, remember, they're at Minnesota. And while the Bears have done well there in terms of wins and losses, they tend to give up a lot of yards on the ground, and Adrian Peterson may be better now than he was before he had injured. Okay, just keep that in mind. The Niners are going to be good. That's all you need to know. To your kickers, 10 down to 1. Number 10, the Bears' Robbie Gould. Number 9, Shane Graham. Number 8, Blair Walsh. Number 7, Phil Dawson. Number 6, Justin Tucker. Number 5, Jason Hansen. Number 4, Connor Barth. Number 3, Matt Bryant. Number 2, Steven Gostkowski. And number 1 this week, Lawrence Tynes. So, crazy, 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 crazy. If you've got those kickers, start them. Okay, to the tight ends now. Ba-da-da-da-da. Number 10 this week, Greg Olsen of the Carolina Panthers. Number 9, Brandon Pettigrew. Number 8, Jermaine Gresham in Cincinnati. Number 7, Kyle Rudolph in Minnesota. Number 6, Heath Miller in Pittsburgh. Number 5, Aaron Hernandez in New England. It's been a while since we said that name. Number 4, Owen Daniels in Houston. Number 3, Jason Witten in Dallas. Number 2, Tony Gonzalez in Atlanta. Number 1, he's back, Jimmy Graham of the New Orleans Saints. We probably should, we want to take a look at the standings as well for week 14 to see, you know, what implications are really at stake here this weekend, because I got a feeling it's going to be a little bit interesting. There's way too much on the line this week. Some teams have to play well. Some players have to simply step up, and that's going to be critical to your success, whether you're betting this weekend or whether you're just trying to win your fantasy playoff game or maybe the last game of your regular season. So to your tight end, number 10, I'm sorry, we're wide receivers. Number 10, Roddy White. Number 9, Reggie Wayne. Number 8, Victor Cruz. Number 7, Wes Welker. Number 6, Vincent Jackson. Number 5, Dez Bryant. Number 4, Brandon Marshall. Number 3, Andre Johnson. Number 2, A.J. Green. And number 1 this week, Megatron himself in Detroit, Calvin Johnson at Green Bay. And that is an absolutely critical game, not so much for the Detroit Lions in terms of the season, but Green Bay in a dogfight with Chicago, both at 8-4. Green Bay owns the tiebreaker with the early season over the Bears. So for you Bears fans, I know that probably hurt to hear me say that, but yeah, it's not really a tie because that 23-10 disaster that happened in Green Bay week 2, one of the 4 Bears losses this year. All right, moving on to the running backs this week. And again, if you don't, you will definitely see Adrian Peterson in this list, I'm telling you right now, because the Bears have never been able to stop Adrian Peterson, not well. Number 10 this week in Buffalo, C.J. Spiller. Number 9, Alfred Morris in Washington. Number 8, Jamal Charles in Kansas City. Number 7, Ahmad Bradshaw of the New York Giants. Number 6, Marshawn Lynch of Seattle. Number 5, Ray Rice. Number 4, Trent Richardson, the Cleveland running back. Number 3, Dougie Martin in Tampa Bay. Number 2, Arian Foster. That's right, number 2 this week, Arian Foster, not number 1, because number 1 this week is Adrian Peterson. Why? He's at home. He's playing Chicago, who have been soft on the run. People have been ripping and gashing the Bears in the run game. Now, those of you in Middle Earth, how the Bears are going to win this game, You got people in Chicago right now trying to figure out exactly how bad the Bears may lose this game. Okay, understand something. As a Bears fan, as a Bears head, the last thing you want to know is that your team has no shot. But for true Bear fans who are realists in the game, we knew when the Bears went to play San Francisco that was going to be a really tough game. We expected them to probably play well but lose. They didn't even play well. Okay? I expect them to play well, but without Urlacher in the middle, and again, you know, God bless Nick Roach, but he's not Brian Urlacher. All right? It's going to be very, very challenging. Hopefully he's a better run stopper than Brian is, because you're going to have to be everything you know, 11 guys to the ball today to slow that run game down. It's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. For the Houston Texans at New England, this has to be the game of the day. If you're just a purist of the game, you want to see Houston 1-1 at New England against Tom Brady and that offense. That will be a fun game. And that's not to indict anyone else's game, you know, depending on where you are in this wonderful nation of the United States of America. But today's game, the one game you really want to see, it's not Minnesota, Chicago. It's certainly not Cleveland, Kansas City. It's not Tampa Bay, Philly. No, it's the Houston Texans in Foxborough against New England. That, my friends, is the game of today. And I'm looking down this thing, seeing is there anything. I mean, Detroit to Green Bay can only be fun because Calvin Johnson could certainly screw the pooch for Green Bay. Nope. Nothing else. New Orleans at the Giants would have been interesting had the Saints had a season to remember. Instead, it's a season to forget for those guys. And the Indianapolis Colts, we'll talk about those guys a little bit later, because that's just going to be an interesting dynamic for something to play with as well. In the meantime, we roll on. Johnny Manziel wins the Heisman Trophy. There were only three guys invited to this year's Heisman Trophy. Manti Te'o, who easily could have gotten that award as well. Again, I haven't looked to see who got the most votes. But what's interesting now is you see a Heisman now come out of Texas A&M. You see a Heisman now coming from Baylor. You know, 2 years, that was RG3 himself. It's a bit of a transition from always being, you know, Alabama or that star kid. So, you know, Colin Klein, the kid from Kansas State. Again, I haven't looked to see exactly where the votes lie, but the idea is just that it was actually closer than most people thought. Anyway, again, we'll try to revisit that sometime over the next half an hour. Let's get to what had to be, for many boxing fans, the shock of the day. Okay? Now, if you're a purist, and some of us tend to be, we tend to get into a good boxing match that basically maybe goes the whole thing, maybe you see your fair share of knockouts, you see a guy that gets knocked down, gets back up. Well, let's just say there was no need for Juan Manuel Marquez to impress any judges last night. No need for the referee to count to 10. As the article says, Marquez took care of all his business Saturday night with a thunderous right hand that left Manny Pacquiao face first on the canvas with his remarkable career now in question. Unable to win a decision in the first three fights, Marquez won the old-fashioned way with a huge right hand that put Pacquiao down for the second time in the fight at 259 of the sixth round. Referee Kenny Bayless never bothered to count as Marquez leaped into his handler's arms in the celebration, and Pacquiao's wife broke into tears at ringside. Marquez says, "I threw the perfect punch. I knew Manny could knock me out at any time. It was a stunning end to a thrilling fight, the fourth one in the last 8 years between two men. It could also be the end of the Filipino's career. Though he said in the ring afterwards he would like to fight Marquez for a fifth time. If you give us a chance, we'll fight again," Pacquiao said. "I was just starting to feel confident, and then I got careless." Well, welcome to the boxing world. You never, what do they say? Head on a swivel. I've never known Manny Pacquiao ever have to be helped to his corner, but apparently that's what happened. Bloodied and battered off one punch. Interesting stuff. We finally get some boxing love for those of you purists out there. I didn't get a chance to see the fight, and I actually had every intention of trying to get to it amid all the fodder that was going on in my world yesterday. But I am excited for Juan Manuel Marquez. A little saddened, obviously, Manny Pacquiao. We all, for those of us who like boxing, would have loved to have seen Pacquiao Mayweather. Now it looks like that is truly, truly in jeopardy of ever happening. Manny Pacquiao had a tremendous future ahead of him, whether it's in trying to continue his boxing or whether he's got other options. We understand he most recently announced his devout love in Christianity. He's talked about becoming a preacher, an elder, or a reverend of some sort. So we wish him well, no matter which direction he goes in. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. And again, we just hope last night was not, as we say, the end of an awesome boxing career. But sometimes you do have to finally say, hey, that's it. That's enough. I'm done. Again, I'm sure I'll look at the highlights and see some of that stuff at some point today. But I've not seen those highlights yet. So we will certainly try to be as humble and as optimistic as we possibly can regarding that situation as media. Anyway, let's see. Rolling down. News coming out of San Francisco today, rotting away Brandon Jacobs, the Niners running back. Upset with the Niners because he didn't get the run. And as always is the case, when you're a boisterous maybe, a mouthpiece of some sort, where you're not shy about saying how you feel about certain things, you get out there and you decide you want to talk. And Brandon Jacobs had this issue when he was with the New York Giants, and now he's gone publicly and said he's a little upset because he doesn't get the snaps, in playing for the Niners. Well, Frank Gore is a solid running back, and hey, your younger guys, healthier guys are just getting more touches than he is. You know what? All those things should obviously stay in the locker room. A quick fantasy love for you guys following NFL, NFL.com, announcing today that Steven Jackson may be your stardom hero of the day. Running backs for week 14, according to them. But let's get to the king of myself, the prognostication king in and of himself, as we run down who we believe will win and will lose. And we're going to try to hail off the end to get our copy of the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock and get those for you within the next 10 to 15 minutes. And, gentlemen, there's something on here that says that we may have been hacked, so I'm not sure what that's all about. So if we've been hacked, hopefully they're getting the stream and not doing something really harmful to our network. Okay. For those of you watching on Thursday night, you saw Denver take care of Oakland 26-13. So to Sunday's 1 o'clock games, St. Louis at Buffalo. I just told you about Steven Jackson, maybe the star of the day. Buffalo gives up a tremendous amount of yardage in the run game. Look for Steven Jackson and the St. Louis Rams to do well. That team seems to really, really do well against really, really good counters like the Niners. They have the Niners number. Actually, the tie and the win against the Niners, forgetting everything else. Buffalo is at home. It should be cold. And I don't know if it's going to be snowy, but it will be cold. But if they can run the ball, the Rams should win this game. Atlanta at Carolina. As much as despising the Falcons are where they are, the Falcons should win this game. However, I am going to hold hope. All right? I'm just going to hold hope. I'm not going to tell you as a prognosticator that the Carolina Panthers are going to beat Atlanta, because I don't think that's going to be the case. But I would be ecstatic and thrilled, if Cam Newton can find a way to beat the Atlanta Falcons. But Atlanta's probably going to win this game today. Dallas at Cincinnati. On paper, this is almost a push. Both teams are good. Both teams have an outside shot at being playoff ready or eligible, so to speak. But in Cincinnati, A.J. Green, Andy Dalton should take care of business. But this will be a fun game to watch of the early games. Look for Des Bryant to get a touchdown. Look for A.J. Green to have a touch. You may actually see the DeMarco Murray sighting in this game. You might. Just maybe. We'll see which team can stop the run better today. For my money, Cincinnati at home, going to be tough to beat, going with Cincinnati Bengals. Kansas City at Cleveland. Now, the Chiefs came off a really, really trying weekend after everything with the Javon Belcher suicide and killing of his girlfriend. They played on emotion. Now they're on the road in Cleveland, a Cleveland team that is playing much better football, and they've discovered their run game with Trent Richardson. I actually like Cleveland to win this game, you know, by more than a touchdown. Cleveland, they're just playing better overall football. They're coming together. The passing game is coming together. Almost dropped the wrong name. Anyway, they're playing better like that. Kansas City, the emotion may have waned to some degree. I don't think they're going to be as driven. It's just not a very good team, you know, with two wins this season. So look for Cleveland to win that game. Tennessee at Indianapolis. All I can say is Andrew Luck, Reggie Wayne, and Copeland in Indianapolis in this game at home. The New Jets at Jacksonville. Two teams going the same direction. Down. Jacksonville's at home. The Jets are just a little bit more talented than Jacksonville right now. So even though it's in Jacksonville, the Jets should win this game. Chicago at Minnesota. As a Bears fan, you want to say Chicago wins this game. And on paper, they should win this game. But the game is not played on paper. It's played on the field. And Adrian Peterson is an absolute talent the Bears don't think. Well, thankfully, they think twice a year. For the fans, they think that's great. But across the board, it stinks to have to try to catch that guy or stop that guy. And it will not be easy today for the Bears. If the Bears are fortunate enough to get up on Minnesota, the Bears win this game. If this game is close late and the Minnesota can still run the football, it is going to be really, really hard-pressed to see anyway whatsoever that the Bears can hold on to this game. So as proven last week against Seattle, the Bears found the lose that game. I'm going to tell you right now, this game is close. Minnesota's going to win it. However, I am rooting, so there's no question, I am cheerfully rooting, loudly, foam finger rooting for the Chicago Bears in this game. However, prognostication tells me, well, look, the number says Bears by 3. Reality says Minnesota finds a way to get this thing won. San Diego at Pittsburgh. Which version of Pittsburgh are we going to get? Are we going to get the Pittsburgh that plays hard-nosed defense, the best defense in the league, or are we going to get the kind that, you know, throws Charlie Batch out there and tries to keep him upright for 4 quarters while San Diego chases him all over the field? If that's the case, then it's not going to matter where this game is played. San Diego is going to put a beat down on Pittsburgh, roughly 23-10. If Pittsburgh can slow it down, give Dwyer the football and let him run and pound, 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 slow the game down and keep the ball out of Phillip Rivers' hands, Pittsburgh controls tempo, Pittsburgh wins the game. That's your difference. Which version of Pittsburgh will we get? It's a 1 o'clock game. It's in Pittsburgh. It's rainy. It's cold. Footballs are primed for a good, solid run game. Look for Pittsburgh to slow it down. If they're capable of doing that, and they are, Pittsburgh wins this game 17-10. If they get down, get behind, and Malcolm Floyd and those boys get going, it will be a very long day in Pittsburgh. So prognostication says Pittsburgh wins this thing by 3. Reality may say Pittsburgh could get its posterior handed to it early. All comes down to a dry football. Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. No one cares. Okay. Well, people in Philadelphia want to care because their future's online. Nick Foles has been announced your starter for the rest of the year. Josh Freeman playing well at home. Look for Tampa Bay to take care of business at home. Baltimore at Washington. Now, this will be interesting because the Baltimore defense will take a challenge like RG3 to task for real. RG3 has found ways to get players involved, you know, got his feet involved, got everything going on. He is this year's Cam Newton and a changing game, a change of the quarterback as far as the play. Baltimore's defense, when healthy, is one of the best in the league. Ed Reed's suspension is over, so he should be back. Ray Lewis still out, but that's Baltimore, and they play defense. But the game is going to be played in Skinsville, in Washington. RG3 will not disappoint the fans, and for my money, RG3 gets it done against Baltimore. It won't be pretty. It will not be pretty, but I can see a 20-17 win for the Redskins. And again, they will truly, if they be, playoff eligible. Miami at San Francisco. Now, this is only interesting. This is one of the first of the 4 o'clock games. This is only interesting because the Niners just upchucked it on themselves last week against the Rams. Can the Miami Dolphins find a way to put pressure on Kaepernick, for the sake of I'll go there. Thanks, guys. Therefore, the Niners quarterback, even if it's pressure up, I mean, literally, keep him in the pocket, keep him boxed up, not letting him get outside, not letting him use their legs. Miami actually has a shot in this game. It will be difficult. It's on the West Coast. Weather will be decent, and Frank Gore will be running the ball. So if the Niners slow it down, it can get ugly in a hurry. If Miami wants to go up-tempo, and they can with Reggie Bush, Miami has a shot in this game. But for my money, it's going to go the Niners' way by 5. New Orleans at the New York Giants. This game was supposed to mean something when it was scheduled early in the year. It was supposed to mean playoff seeding. Well, it only means it for one, and that's the New York Giants, who are still atop the NFC East. Giants are at home. New Orleans always plays the Giants tough, and that's the thing. Drew Brees and that offense will do what it does. They will put on a show, even in the Meadowlands. But I don't think they get it done. I think the Giants and Eli Manning slow it down and start pounding, and the New Orleans defense is just porous. They played well for 3 or 4 weeks, and they've gone back to just being bad once again. Giants win this game. Seattle. I'm supposed to tell you no one cares because I'm still really from the Seattle overtime win against the Bears last week. But instead, I'm going to tell you that Seattle's defense, one of the biggest in the league, will handle business against Arizona at home. Detroit, on the road at Green Bay. This is one of the things where you bang your knee and go, Well, here's the deal. Stafford to Calvin Johnson will keep pressure on Green Bay for a while. Green Bay's defense is suspect. They're going to have to get up and get up a lot to have a shot in this game because Aaron Rodgers will probably play, if not the game of the year for Green Bay, close to it. This game means a lot to Green Bay, certainly a lot more to Green Bay than Detroit. Detroit players are playing for their jobs, and that could bode well for those guys as well. Look, it's an interdivision game. It means a lot to both teams. Impact-wise, Green Bay needs this game. Emotional-wise, Detroit needs this game. So who wins this game? Green Bay. Green Bay, national stage. If the Lions find a way, and I mean that in a nice manner, if they find a way to somehow win this game, the biggest thrill in that whole process will be the people in Chicago. Absolutely. Given that one-game separation. But I really don't think that's going to happen. I think Aaron Rodgers, James Jones, Greg Jennings is back now. It's a different team when those guys are there. I think Green Bay gets it done tonight. Monday night's affair, Houston at New England. That will be the game. Get your popcorn ready. Get whatever you're sipping on. Get all your juice. Whatever you're going to do that Monday night, wherever you're at in this world, watch Houston, New England. That game is a playoff game that's just come early. That's what you need to know. It really is. In the meantime, we got to take a break because we haven't taken one since we started this whole thing. 37 past the hour. Where are we going, Johnny? We're going somewhere. Give me something. No, can't do that. All right, let's have some fun. We'll pay some bills and be right back to you. This is the Post Vinny Moore. Back in a minute.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
All your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time. That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP WebOS. HP, everybody on.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? It, what about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton tea can do that.
So I'm at the game with my boys, and the Cougars are getting killed. I mean, it's getting ugly, like 69-0 ugly. But I convinced everyone to stick it out because the concession stand sells their leftover cheeseburgers for $1 after the game. After enduring the beatdown, we discovered that the Department of Health has put a nix on the whole selling leftover stadium burgers thing. The guys were not happy with me, but I told them, no sweat, let's go to McDonald's. The Dollar Menu offers a fresh, warm, juicy, 100% beef cheeseburger along with 7 other wonderful options every day. And you don't have to sit through the game to get it. We learned you can't always count on your team, but you can always count on the Dollar Menu.
All right, back on the ride. Back 19 left in this round. still waiting to get from our guys, but we are. I understand that it is on its way for a stone cold left eye block. So, well, guys, let's see. What do I want to talk your ears off? I want to play some music. I want to just talk garbage. All right, let's have some fun. I've got about, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 MP3s I probably utilize for a variety of different media things, and I've got a lot at my disposal just about every single day of my little world. And again, incredibly, you know, excited and blessed, and what can I tell you? I'm just me. Anyway, one of the things that happened over this weekend amid all these wonderful parties is someone walked up to me and said, yeah, Dan Hampton or Richard Dent, knowing that I was a big fan of the 85 Bears. And I said Dent because, again, that was the sack man, that was the Super Bowl MVP, and he was just my guy. Well, lo and behold, apparently someone took that thing to heart, and one of the wonderful things I got over the weekend is a signed football from one of my heroes. Now, what's amazing about that is they didn't have to do this, obviously. They just knew I was a big NFL fan. And let me be clear. When I tell you I'm an NFL fan, yes, I am a Bears fan first and foremost, but I'm an NFL fan. I am collecting football helmets. I'm collecting jerseys. I'm a memorabilia nut when it comes to a few of these things. And all I can tell you is I enjoy it. I enjoy my fandom. And if anyone else can even remotely understand that, it's just fandom. It's just that's all it is. The 18 weeks of the year when the NFL is in full swing is the happiest time of every single year. And I've yet to really figure out why that is. I mean, mind you, my daughter was born in May. That was one of the most amazing times I'll ever have in my life. You know, got married way back in July in the summertime. You know, met some amazing people usually in the summertime. But something happens in the fall, man. It lived up. Something truly, truly happens in the fall when you know the NFL season is coming. And when you know it's coming, oh, my goodness. Do we just become different people or what? It's almost surreal the way we tend to handle ourselves just among the reality that the NFL season is here. It's here. And we go, for lack of a better, I want to say eight blank, but I know I can't. The fact is, it is such an exciting time for guys like myself and fans like you who just get geeked because it's football. It's football. And again, as a photographer, a professional photographer who's done a tremendous amount of work, I get excited about the whole reality thing of I'm going to games. I mean, kids' games are fun. They're great. They got their NFL gear on, and we make them look like superstars. But then Sunday comes, and then you get our show, the pregame show before the pregame show, and then you get the Fox show or the CS show, the NFL Today. For whatever reason, the world comes to a screeching halt because the National Football League is on display. There is nothing that we do in this world that is more endearing. All right, we love our baseball. We love our hockey up in Canada. We love it. People in Canada are to hockey as we are to the National Football League. And again, for my friends up there, God bless you all. What they're doing in the NHL is absolutely an abomination, and I really hope they sort that thing out. That's a disaster. But stay optimistic. We hope that someone will get their heads out of their posterior at some point and simply be able to look back and simply say,
victory is mine! Oh!
Yeah, we had to find a way to get that in. Anyway, we promised you the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. That's going to come in about 15 seconds, so we'll get you that. Other than that, hope you're getting ready. If you've got your grill fired up, you've got some good brats going or whatever, you've got some good leftovers, those are my events, you've got a good time doing that. Again, as always, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Just an FYI to all of you, today's games, most of them have playoff implications. Please understand that. Playoff implications. Now, without further ado, week 14, Stone Cold Left 5 Blocks, courtesy of all of our friends at ESPN. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Let's roll.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN radio exclusive.
All right, Colin, coming up for week 14, and my motto this week is I still believe.
Look at you. What do you believe in?
Huh?
What do you believe in?
Despite the fact that I find myself thinking, I don't think this team is that good.
You mad genius. Your dark gift has finally paid off.
It has.
I myself am worried about the defense. I myself am worried about offensive balance. But I am not going to see the Chicago Bears fall out of the playoffs.
Well,
Let's not get our hopes up just yet.
They're going to Minnesota, I believe, and the Vikings even less. I think Cutler and Marshall get things going a little bit in that dome, and the Bears' defense gets a little bit healthy and gets it back going again. Shut down the struggling Christian Ponder.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Blaine. But what if the chicken won't wear the nylons?
Give me the Bears giving 3 points on the road at the Vikings. I like Chicago to win this game by 2 touchdowns.
I got a straight now. This is ridiculous.
Right. That's what you said last week.
Well, you know, how much can you straighten out in 1 week?
I'm going to go to Carolina where the Atlanta Falcons are visiting and giving the Panthers 3.5 points. Atlanta, they haven't wrapped up that number one seed yet. Now, they may rest players going forward. We'll see once they wrap everything up, but they want to wrap things up.
Let's go while we're young.
Give the 3.5 points. I like the Falcons.
Is there anything else?
Why'd you buy my husband a Falcon?
Thanks for the Falcon.
And here we go, head-to-head, Golic, and let's go to our nation's capital, where I've got 3 words for you.
Siempre, pronte, perdón.
RG3. Well, either way, the guy's really good.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, is he good. He can run. He can throw. He can win.
It's not even fair. It's like fishing with dynamite.
And they're taking on a Baltimore Ravens team that just isn't what it used to be. Now Terrell Suggs is hurt as well. That Ravens defense isn't that good.
We've got him right where we want him. Now open up with the Ultra Blasters.
Flacco is struggling. They should have beat Pittsburgh last week and didn't. They're not going to beat Washington this week either. This is a pick'em game. I'll take the Redskins at home for the win.
My disgustingly fat manicurist is like literally trying to kill me.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Baltimore really upset at that loss to Pittsburgh last week. They're still a better team than Washington. They need to take care of their business. RG3 is fantastic, but he's a rookie, but still prone to some rookie mistakes.
I am incapacitated to be with my trick and fake.
They're, you know, a 500 ball club for a reason. They're sometimes good and they're sometimes bad. Baltimore's better.
Check down. Hey, diddle diddle, Ray Rice up the middle.
Baltimore's going to go to Washington and get back in the winning ways.
Yeah! Crab cake and football! Nice. That's what Maryland does!
And those are your Week 14. So,
go!
Let's
box!
It's merely symptomatic of our postmodern ennui. There are no absolutes. And that you perceive our world is meaningless when it's really your own freedom you detest.
Wow. That's all I'm going to say. Wow. So, I think it's absolutely amazing that we're at a point now, week 14, where everything matters. Games matter. Now, no matter what anyone tells you, no matter what they tell you, today has been truly, as you hear in the background, signed, sealed, and delivered to you, the fans. Week 14 National Football League is on deck. I don't have anything else to share with you today, except I love you and nothing you can do about it. Thank you all for participating in not only the fastest 60 minutes in sports, but everything that we touch, thing, and do. Happy holidays. Stay smart. Keep your Christmas shopping out of the way. I certainly hope you have. For those of you who traveled all the way down to other parts of this wonderful world, hint, hint, Puerto Rico, yes, you did leave your phone, and I do have it, and I will send it back to you. For the rest of you in this world, be safe, be smart. Happy holidays to you, and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate. And look forward to every opportunity you have to be in front of you. Thank you so much for being, just for being you. And I pray to heaven that you never, ever change. It's 9:49, guys. It's 9:49 in Cali. 10:49 here. We've got 10 minutes left in the ride. And the whole knockout of Pacquiao just has me off my square, man. I don't think anyone saw that coming. Talk about a science-filled delivery victory. Yeah. Marquez had been, obviously thought he was dating and cheating on the first couple of decisions. And I guess he just decided he was just going to take care of the business. So, here you go. I have a 5-pound puppy, looking for my 11 attention. I'm sure I've got some awesome leftovers that I'm going to go partake in today. And your NFL's on deck, so. For those of you following your NFC game, you'll have your top coverage coming your way in less than 10 minutes. For those of you following your AFC games, you'll have your CBS coverage coming your way. For those of you looking for the Sunday Night Affair, that'll be on NBC later on tonight. And for those of you looking for your Monday Night Affair, that'll be on ESPN. I'm not even sure who's covering this year's Super Bowl. I will get to that soon enough. In the meantime, to the friends in St. Louis, thank you so much. To the friends in Lyle, Illinois, thank you so, so much. For the friends in the city of Chicago, the South Side and the West Side, you guys have been absolutely amazing. Even the young lady who tried to blow up the can of cheese in my house, I'm not mad at you. Right? I'm not mad at you. I know these things happen. I do appreciate the fact that when I arrived, there was no visible cheese to be seen. And again, that's the saying, just talk for what you heard. something completely, completely special. For those of you who were part of the whole stripper pole incident last night, you know who you are. I am so excited that I have video. I promise I will never post this video, but man, and just when you thought you'd seen it all, just when you thought you'd seen all you could possibly see on a weekend when you're celebrating your birthday, you see grown men jump on a stripper pole. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it might be hard to live that one down, bruh, but nevertheless, I love you. To my friends in Elgin, I love you. To the friends in Calgary, Toronto, Edmonton, Vancouver, to the friends in Portland, Eugene, Oregon, and yes, San Bernardino, California, all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. I love you guys. You guys are so special. You mean so much to me. You know, someone asked me one time, at the end of your days, when all is said and done, when this life has gone on, at your funeral, what will they say about you? As my dog begins to growl, every time I have this discussion, I swear to God, the dog is a shepherd for the devil. Anyway, any single time this conversation has come up, the first thing that comes to my mind is Dick Vitale telling a lot of us when we were younger that when all this is said and done, all the sports stuff goes away, all the fandom goes away, what will they say about you? I would hope, ladies and gentlemen, that someone would say he was a good dad, that someone might even say he was a good husband. Some might say he was a philanthropist. Some might say he was just a great young man. Because please understand something. To me, turning 50 is just that. I didn't shy away from it. I look forward to it. I welcome this. Because mentally, I stopped aging around 26, 27 years of age. Oh, the body breaks down. Oh, I have my fair share of aches and pains, as I proved on the dance floor Friday night. This hurt. I haven't recovered from that yet. We're still aching and paining. We've been on our feet for almost 2.5 days. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for you all. Nonetheless, the fact is I hope that there's someone out there that can say, you know, he entertained us. Maybe they'll say, you know, he was funny. You know, maybe they'll say he was committed. Well, whatever it is you say, I appreciate you. We're not always going to see eye to eye. Yeah, there are times when you know that there's no chance in heck and I'm going to take the underdog. Oh, well, that's allowed. I thank you and I appreciate you. And whether you know it or not, that's actually going to do it. Well, I'll tell you what. We got 6 minutes. Okay, that's it. Let me have some fun. I'm going to have some fun because I got 6 minutes of good old airtime. Let's see if we can do this. Let's try this. Let's see what happens here if I do this. I know you have no idea what I'm doing. Sorry, just work with me, okay? Okay? Let's see. Oh, I have no way of doing it. Do it. Oh, you stink! I was about to call a fan and ask them for their picks. But lo and behold, I guess I can now because I don't have the ability to do so, which kind of stinks. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I do. I've got 5.5. At 5.5 good minutes, the clock is ticking. I understand, guys. Just calm it down. Calm it down. Let's see. Why not? Why not? No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Not doing that. There is a very pretty 16-year-old bringing shoes to me. Thank you. Let's see. Hold on. You smell really good. She must be in my wife's stuff again. Ah, I am mad at her. Okay, we need a fan. We need a football fan. Let's find us a fan. Who's willing to stick themselves out there today? Let's see. Oh, that doesn't matter. Let's see. Let's see. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's contact a fan in the last 4 minutes. Now, understand, this fan has no idea whatsoever that we're about to call him. None, okay? Let's see what happens. Let's just see. Oh, no, I went to voicemail. Oh, you stink. Oh, you're scared. You must be listening, and you probably freaked out and panicked. Fine. Turn your phone off. I don't care. Treat me how you want to treat me. Okay, that was a bit over the top. Never mind. All right, let's try another fan real quick. We've got a couple of minutes. Just going to find a fan here. Just need a fan. Right. Let's call this fan. Let's call this one. We've got 4 minutes left in the ride. We're going to try one more fan number. And if that person goes to voicemail, we'll get rid of it. We're going to try. All right, let's try one more time. We get a ringtone. That one with the voice show as well. Oh, you guys are scared. I know it's Sunday. We partied all last night, but man, somebody's got to be awake. All right. Anyway, we tried, gang. We tried. We tried to reach out with no such luck. Again, we'll try it again next week. We'll try random fans across the wonderful world, that is the United States of America, all of North America, actually. If you know a fan that would like to be part of our NFL pick segment, have them call 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. When we're broadcasting live between 10 and 11 Central Standard Time, 9 to 10, of course, Mountain Time, and 11 to noon in the greater New York area. Again, love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We will see you next time, ideally next week, on the Fastest 60 Minute Sports. I am your host, Vinny Moore. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next time. Good day.